Objects and Images 1. Resonating Images. In the first chapter of this exhibition, we present Luigi Ghiri's early series, Photographs from My Early Years and Kodachrome. In these works, Ghiri brings three-dimensional objects onto the flat surface of a photograph, viewing every element in the frame on an equal level. This approach unsettles the meanings and hierarchies we unconsciously assign to everyday things, and it asks a simple but essential question: how do we see? Let us now look more closely at Kodachrome. This series marks Ghiri's early exploration of his own visual language, created before he fully entered his mature practice. Its titles come from Kodachrome, Kodak's most widely used color film of the time. The choice reflects Ghiri's method of recording and classifying a large number of everyday scenes. In this series, he observed popular images found throughout the city, billboards, shop signs, printed words, and illustrations on walls. He explored how images operate in the real world and how they speak to us. Ghiri did not stage or construct these scenes. Instead, he captured scenes that aligned by chance, like discarded posters on the street, painted walls, and glimpses of sky beyond them, revealing the visual order already present within the ordinary everyday life. By capturing these accidental alignments, he revealed the visual order that already exists within the ordinary life. Ghiri called this method photodismontage, or photographic dismantling. For him, breaking down and reassembling vision was both the response to a society shaped by images and a way of thinking through the overwhelming flow images in daily life. These two series mark the point at which Ghiri first developed his lifelong interest in the relationship between images and the world. From the starting point, we begin our journey into Luigi Ghiri's photographic universe.